And how do you know that things have changed? You mentioned before that you have had two audits and feedback from those audits. What sort of change have you seen from those two?
Well, as I've said before, the sitting balance has been a significant change of 75% in terms of those considered to be eligible for that intervention, receiving the intervention between the first and the second audits. However, treatment training hasn't changed from the first audit to the second. So that's the one we're targeting for next year.
Right. And how long were there between the two sets of audits?
9 months, probably. Between 6 and 9 months.
Mm. And so one of the interventions changed and the other one didn't. Do you have any thoughts about why one changed more than the other? You mentioned treadmill needing two people, and is that one factor?
Well, I think it's the same as the barriers I mentioned before, that we have habits of behaviour and time and familiarity with the intervention, and also just reminding ourselves on a day-to-day basis of who probably should be receiving the intervention and how can we organise our day to try and make that happen. So I don't know that I don't have anything further to add.